Welcome to our last Lenten services. We're heading into Palm Sunday. We had chapel this morning, and at chapel we were talking about Palm Sunday, and so we did a test run on the Palm Parade. So the kids are loaded. They're ready to go. Sorry, you missed it. But we're all ready for Sunday morning, so it's going to be really great. Tonight is the last night we're going to be talking about our meditation on our sin and taking the opportunity to confess and to bring our sins before God. And once again, the goal is that on Easter Sunday, when the new life and forgiveness of sins is celebrated, that we will be able to celebrate that much more clearly and that much more profoundly because we know the depth of what we've been saved from. So as we begin our worship tonight, let us remember the day that we were brought into the family of God in our baptism. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come into your presence today, and we thank you, Lord, first that we even can come into your presence, Lord, for the adoption that we have received, for being declared righteous, in spite of our sin, and welcome in your presence. Lord, I pray that you would work among us, continue to grow us, help us to see our sin, to confess our sin, to grow in our faith, Lord, and to be able to fully appreciate the full forgiveness that you offer us. All this we pray in your name. Amen. Upon this year of confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of our Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. First reading for tonight is Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 through 8. Now when Jesus saw the crowds, he went on a mountainside and sat down, and he began to teach them. He said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. And the sermon text for today is Colossians chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature, sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, which is idolatry. Because of these, the wrath of God is coming. I left my notes right here. Okay. All right. Well, you guys know I'm from North Dakota, right? And North Dakota is known for a lot of things, but it's not known for crowds. There's 600,000 people in the state. The big cities are double in size during the school year when the colleges fill. So the big cities are all not really all that big. And there's a lot of back roads. And back when I was in high school, I had a motorcycle. And I loved to ride on the back roads on the motorcycle. But here's an ethical dilemma that I had to face. You ready for this? If there is a stop sign way deep out in the country and nobody is there to see you run it, did you do anything wrong? Right? I mean, think about it, right? This is a crime that is completely victimless. Who's hurt by it, right? I mean, how can anybody hold anything against you for that? How about this? I like this one. It's like, I'm from North Dakota, right? None of you will ever meet any of my high school classmates, right? So I can tell you all the good stories and none of the bad stories. I can even just make stuff up to make myself look good, right? Because who is ever to know? And who's hurt by it, right? Thus, is it even wrong? And there's this type of logic goes through so many different places in our lives. You know, it's like if you're working at work and you're doing a process and you know you've done it a million times before and you know the right way to do it, you know the way you're being paid to do it, but you also know that it will make absolutely no difference if you cut a few corners this time because of your long experience, you just know nothing is going to go wrong. It's no real big deal. And you're just like, who's hurt by it, right? And so the question is it wrong? What do you think? It is wrong. Why? The thing is that what our job is as Christians is we have been rescued from sin, death, and the devil by Jesus. And our response to this is the only reason why we follow any of these laws in the first place. It isn't necessary for us to live proper to get to heaven. After all, Jesus died for all sin. Why do we do the things that are right? Because we're grateful and we love the God who saved us. And we want to please him, and we want to live our lives in a way that will bring him glory, right? So, when I'm riding my motorcycle in North Dakota, and I'm coming up on that stop sign, what's the right thing to do? Why? Who's there? Yeah. Am I alone? And if I choose to do what I think is right and defy what God says is right, who am I hurting? Here's the thing. I may be displeasing God, but you know who I'm hurting the most? Me. Because now I am setting up in my mind a logic that says, I will follow God's rules as long as it makes sense to me. Who's in charge now? You know what I'm saying? Who is the final arbiter of what's right and wrong in my life if I'm the one that decides when God's rules make sense? And at that point, who am I worshiping? Who is the one who I am living to please. How dangerous is that? You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's just like, and the same thing with the lies. If I were to tell you lies about myself growing up, and nobody would know. My wife wasn't even around then. She wouldn't even know. Nobody could possibly know. Nobody from North Dakota is ever going to come here. I am completely safe, except that what I'll end up doing is, in addition to following my own laws rather than, you know, God's laws, what I'll be doing is I'm going to be implanting in my brain the idea that if you actually knew me, you wouldn't like me. That all my human relationships begin to be based on a fiction, a lie. And all of a sudden, I am going to become increasingly insecure in my relationships because I'm going to think that I've got to fool you into liking me, into supporting me, into loving me, into, is this good for me? Is this good for God? Is this good for anybody? Do you think we might just want to follow God's laws because he knows what's best? And that our lives actually are better when we do so, right? I mean, this is, so here's what I have for you folks. I want you to be thinking about this as we head into Palm Sunday. We often think about confessing sin, and most of the time when we confess sin, we confess the big, open, and the obvious sins, right? I want you to be thinking about the sins that are hidden, that only you know about. The judgmental thoughts, the harsh criticisms, the cut corners. What else is there? The grudges that we hold on to. We don't tell anybody about them. We just, you know, feel it. The thoughts, the coveting, you know? I mean, if somebody has a new car, no, let's face it, the car is not a big deal. If somebody has a new tool, and I'm like, that is so cool, right? And all of a sudden it's like, wait, what happened? Who's hurt by it? I didn't even say it out loud. You know, I was just thinking it, right? Except that then I allow discontent into my heart. And that discontent works between me and God because he didn't give me the stuff he was supposed to. You see how this works? I want you to be thinking about this stuff this week. Meditate on the sins that only you know about, nobody else. And let's get rid of those sins too. Because those sins are the ones that can grow into ugly, horrible things. And those sins are things we can get rid of before they become that ugly. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, you are an amazing God, Lord, a God that gives us perfect laws. Perfect, your perfect will is not just something that you want, but something that is best for us. You want it for us because it's best for us. Lord, I pray that you would help us to conform our lives to you, Lord. The parts that people can see and the parts that nobody else can see. Help us, Lord, to see these things, confess them, and receive forgiveness. In your name we pray. Amen. All right, my friends, let us continue by standing and saying the Apostles' Creed together. The tithes and offerings we will do in the box on the way out as well. Okay, very good. The Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come into your presence today, and we thank you once again that you welcome us here and that we can, that you have revealed yourself to us in your word, Lord. Thank you for teaching us. Thank you for constantly being there for us and for guiding us through life. And we pray, Lord, that you would continue to be with us as we walk into this holy week, Lord, this roller coaster of a week where we start high on Palm Sunday. And then things get very serious in the middle with Monday, Thursday, and Good Friday, and then the incredible celebration with your new life on Easter. Lord, I pray that you would continue to work on us, that we may experience all these things with you, and that we may give you glory for the sacrifice and the victory, Lord, that you have won in our place. Lord, I pray that you would continue to be with all those who are serving us overseas, Lord, the soldiers, airmen, marines, and sailors, Lord, that you would protect them, Lord, that you would keep them safe and help them to do their job with honor, and that you would return them safely to us, Lord. I pray that you would bring about peace, so that the fighting and the bloodshed can end soon. And Lord, we pray for the people of Iran, Lord. I pray that they would have a good government, people who would actually care about them as people and serve them in a way that will help them to live lives with freedom, Lord. And that especially, Lord, we pray for our brothers and sisters, as Iran has Christians who live there. And I pray that you would protect them, that you would encourage them, that you would send your spirit to increase their faith, Lord, so that they can trust you during these terrible times. Heavenly Father, I pray that you would continue to bless all the families of St. Mark's. Lord, as people are getting ready to travel over the Easter season, that you would protect them and be with them. And thank you, Lord. Thank you for being our God. And we pray the prayer you taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat, this is my body given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, drink of it, all of you. This cup is a new covenant in my blood, shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink of it in remembrance of me."
To the dark.
Receive our Lord's blessing. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of his Holy Spirit be with you always. Amen. Let us sing the last song. Thanks for worshiping here tonight, and it's been a pleasure, and I just pray that God would continue to work in your hearts and your minds and prepare us for Holy Week. Amen.